like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
I'm Hope Madden.
And this is It's Movie Time, and it's time for Harriet Tubman.
High time.
Can you believe there's never been a full-length film on her that I know of?
No, that's it does seem crazy, doesn't it?
And we have a new star, or a star from Britain.
Yes.
Who has won multiple awards so far playing her. But help me out, Hope. Is she portrayed more as a saint than a real leader? I mean, how this is where I am. I'm just caught a little bit.
You know, it's an interesting question. One of the things I noticed about this film right off, I mean, long before it came out, just from the poster and the trailers, is it seemed like it was turning Harriet Tubman into a superhero.
Yes.
And I was kind of behind that idea. I'm like, all right, let's see where this goes. Yeah. But the truth is, if you look at what this very small individual female human being accomplished, it's hard to see that she could have been just a regular person. Like, it's really hard to accept that. So I think that the film does an interesting job of, you start off where she is just a sort of hopeful and struggling slave, but we don't spend a lot of time there. The film basically starts from the moment she escapes slavery through this insane and amazing sort of last adventure that she has as part of the American military. And so I think one of the things that the film does well is to say, we're not that interested in trying to make you believe that this is just a flawed human. We need you to believe that this tiny human being could accomplish these things. And I think that is what they do. Part of their success there, I think, is in her performance. Because by the end, I thought, no, I believe this.
That does help me. I might change my grade when I go back on my written review, because but I was waiting for you, the one person I knew that would help me through that.
Aww.
And I was. I couldn't help but feel that she was being sanctified. But I think you're right. There's this little powerhouse who basically frees 70 people herself.
Right.
I mean, she starts by walking 100 miles from Maryland to Pennsylvania to free herself.
Right.
Comes right back.
Exactly.
Frees her family.
Then just keeps coming back.
Yeah. What makes you think that isn't heroic?
Yeah, it's true.
That helped me through with that. I really wanted very much to see her actions in the Civil War. I hear she was quite outstanding.
I know.
You can't have everything.
Right? It's true.
You know, but I thought that some of the action that they did show was repetitive.
I can see that. Here's what I like the best about it. I mean, I don't think that it was a flawless film by any stretch. And I also feel like the ensemble performances, some of them suffered a bit, particularly by comparison. They were slight because it's a lot of people. It's a lot of story
to get in. Yes, good.
But some of the performances felt very one-dimensional. What I really liked about the movie, I think a lot of times when you watch a film that is steeped in American history of slavery, it's very hard to communicate the true misery, the suffering, the brutality. And I think a lot of filmmakers wallow. The films get a bit lurid with a lot of whipping, depictions of rape and things like that. This movie managed to sidestep that without glossing over it entirely because it was far more focused on the agency and urgency of ending slavery.
Yes.
And that to me made all the difference in the world. Because again, I think it was in keeping with the depiction of her character, because it felt almost like an action movie.
Great point. 12 Years a Slave.
Yes.
Where you get the whippings suffering. And the suffering and all that.
Handled beautifully.
Yes.
Casey Lemons directed this movie, and she's done a couple of really good movies, Eve's Bayou, but she's also done a couple of not very good movies. And so I think a good compromise, playing to her strength.
So Hope, what is it about this actress, Cynthia Erivo? What do you think is special about her?
So she's done two other films that I've seen. She was in Widows last year, and she was in Bad Time at the El Royale. She's one of those just chameleonic performers. I mean, every time I see her, I don't know who she is. She completely, everything about her mannerisms, the way she looks, everything, she just disappears into, which is Tom Hardy-esque. It's one of the really impressive things about her performance. And again, as far as I know, this is only her third major feature film, and what a performance.
She's gotten a Tony.
Mm-hmm.
She's a woman of many colors.
Yes.
She's not a classically beautiful actress.
She sometimes does come off as being really quite lovely. But I think she's one of those people who's very able to kind of transform and play up different things depending on what the part requires.
It's Harriet Tubman. You know what? I think this movie may help her get on the $20 bill.
Oh, I hope so.
Isn't that funny?
I'm all in.
Hope Madden.
Mm-hmm.
The film is Harriet.
Mm-hmm.
What grade do you award it?
B+.
I'm going to give it a B+. I'm going back and change the one on my... And for everybody out there where you think you know Harriet Tubman, you don't really.
No, you need to get to know her. Right. It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the full shows and read reviews online at WCBE.org. Let's go!